stretch of October. We have action going on in the morning and evening hours. And in both cases, a crescent moon can help us get oriented. If you're up an hour or an hour and a half before sunrise, you should have no trouble finding Venus in the east. Venus paired up with the bright star Regulus on October 3rd, and now the two are pulling apart. On Thursday the 11th, Regulus will be 10 degrees above Venus. Also, a waning crescent moon will appear a few degrees to the right, that is, west of Regulus, which will help you to find the star because it's considerably dimmer than Venus. On the next morning, Friday the 12th, the moon has become even thinner and moved closer to the sun. The upshot is that on that morning, the 12th, a very pretty crescent moon will rise next to Venus. This waning moon, by the way, is the remains of September's harvest moon. Also, Regulus is the brightest star in Leo, the lion, which is a spring constellation. It's just another example of a constellation we enjoy in the evening, making a return appearance several months later in the morning, thanks to Earth's orbital motion. In the evening, we have Mars and the bright star Antares in Scorpius, both in the southwest. Antares starts out east of Mars, but by the 21st, it's moved below Mars. That's because of Earth's motion, which simultaneously makes the stars fall into the sunset while helping Mars stay out of it. Neither object is very bright, but on the 17th, a young crescent moon of the next cycle appears just above the horizon and points its cusps toward Mars and Antares, Mars being higher than the star. Antares' name means rival of Mars, because it's also red, so it's kind of a shame that the two aren't higher in the sky where we could compare them better. But a bit about Antares. It's classified as a red supergiant. It has a diameter about 700 times that of the sun, but its mass is only some 15 times that of the sun, which means it's much less dense. But it's 10,000 times brighter than our sun, so it's good that it's about 500 light years away. As a red supergiant, Antares is a star that's used up its supply of hydrogen fuel. Now it's busy forging heavier elements, which will in turn be used to make even heavier elements. Many of the very heaviest elements will be made when the star starts the process of exploding as a supernova. Then all those elements will be spread around the galaxy to seed the formation of new generations of stars. Unlike our sun, red supergiants live fast and die young. The sun's lifespan is about 10 billion years, but the lifespans of red supergiants are measured in mere millions of years, probably only 10 million years for Antares. And since they live such a short time, any planetary system around them would have evolved very differently from our solar system. That's all for now, and happy star watching.